You told me that you have affectionate names for your children, little Helen to this day, right?
Yes, little Helen.
And did you have any affectionate names for your grandparents? What would you call them?
No, I said Grandpa and Grandma. But I had my older sister's children called the grandparents Dodo and Dan Don and Dodo Dan Don, and we always thought that was cute. They just took it up themselves.
Which is the grandfather, which is the grandmother?
The Dodo is the grandfather, and the Dandon is the grandmother. Yes. And where they got it, nobody knows. Uh-huh. But the first child said that. And one of them was and the other was I was before I married a and they'd say Dodo Dandon, Dodo Dandon. And we thought that was so cute.
That's
interesting. They call my son is he doesn't have my husband's full name. He's not a junior, but his name is Eugene. And so when my oldest girl tried to say brother, she said Bubba, and that has stuck until now. And he's 60 years old. He gets his mail, Mr. Bubba, a lot of times. And everybody calls him Bubba.
Well, that's really, it just gets to be almost a real name, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Mr. Bubba. Mm-hmm. Peggy laughs sometimes and says that she is Miss Bubba.
the children of your sister mm-hmm. then would be, how would you refer to them?
It's my nieces and nephews.
And your mother's sister would be your...
Your aunt. And I say aunt, I don't say auntie. A lot of people I have heard them say aunt.
Would you explain that? I've heard that too.
I just can't imagine, but they seem to think it sounds better than aunt, but A-U-N-T spells aunt to me.
I have heard that.
They call them my auntie.
Is your impression that the colored people say that more often than whites?
I believe they do. That's, I hadn't thought about it, but I believe they do.
They seem to
sure do.
What kind of informal way would you refer to your husband if you were talking to a close friend and she proposed that you come to dinner and you say, well, I must ask.
Gene. I'd call him Gene all the time.
And if you didn't use his first name, what would you say?
My husband, I guess.
And he would refer to you as?
As Clyde or his wife.
The lady who's lost her husband is known as a
widow.
Someone who, and again I'm interested in when you were a girl, if someone came to town who was not a salesman, a sort of mysterious person, how would you refer to him? If a salesman came to town, he said, well, that's a traveling salesman. But if someone should come to the hotel and...
kind of mysterious.
Yes.
We'd say a stranger. But I don't know whether that wouldn't indicate a mysterious man.
I see. It would be nothing against him if he were a stranger.
Mm-hmm.